holy night. What a special night that was. What a special time that was. It wasn't a surprise to some, but to many, they could not understand all that was happening. I can just imagine the shepherds on that night, and all that was going on was a surprise to them as the angel came. What a special night. What a beautiful night. But you know, I'm still excited about that night. I'm still excited because something so special was occurring. I'm so special, I'm so glad that somehow the things that the prophets had said were going to occur all came together in that place. I think that if you look back at the scriptures, it seemed that some folks had something to do with that here on earth. The Caesar Augustus had said all the world should be taxed, and that's why Joseph and Mary were there. But you know, the prophets had already said that's where he was going to be born. So God was in complete control on that very special night. I'd like for you to turn your attention for just a few moments, if you would, to some scripture that was read earlier. I'm only going to read three verses, so you don't need to get up now. But the ninth chapter of Isaiah, I like to call it the gospel according to Isaiah, because he knows as much about Jesus as anybody I can find in the scriptures. And he doesn't mind talking about him. It says, "The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath light shined." Mm-hmm. And then that sixth verse says, "For unto us a child is born, mm-hmm. unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Mm-hmm. Let me read that sixth chapter again. "For unto us a child is born, mm-hmm. unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Mm-hmm. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen. I want to talk with you a little while this morning about the fact that I just call him Jesus. Amen. I just call him Jesus. You know, as you read this scripture, you find that if you go back just a couple of chapters, you'll find that the people are going through some great difficulties. Their situation is very hard, but somehow God is showing them through Isaiah that he's going to bring them out of all this. They're going through some things, but he's gonna help them to see that he is God and prove to them that he's able to bring them through things. Now, that doesn't mean that he's going to do it because they're being righteous, because they're not being righteous yet. They haven't started being obedient as they ought to be. But yes, Isaiah wants them to know that God is about to do something miraculous. He lets them know that unto them a child is going to be born. We know we're talking about Jesus. He said, "Unto them a child is born, and unto them a son is given." And he goes on to say that when he's born, there are going to be a lot of folks that look at him and recognize him for all the great things that he is. And they're going to recognize that he's somebody special, not because somebody told them so, but somehow they're going to come to the realization that this is the Son of the Living God, and he's going to accomplish great things, a comforter. He's also going to be a mighty God. He's going to be all of those things that are listed there. But you know, I can't help but think that Isaiah wasn't saying that those were going to be his names. Because if you look back at the seventh chapter, Isaiah lets us know that his name is going to be Emmanuel. And we know that his name is Jesus. What Isaiah was saying is these are titles, or these are capabilities, or these are things about him that people are going to say. They're going to say he's the mighty God. They're going to say he's somebody special because he's the Son of the living God. But these things that he mentioned are only the beginning. If you look through the scriptures, you're going to find that many people had other things to say about him because they recognized who he was. If you go into the New Testament, you'll find that John the Baptist says he's the Lamb of God. You see, he came to know from all the things that God had showed him that Jesus was the Lamb of God. In other words, Jesus is the one who's going to be sacrificed for all of my sins and all of your sins. And so when we talk about those titles, we go through them, and it seems like it's a complete list, but it's not. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, all of those are real. And somehow I can tell you that as I go back over my life, I can see some places where he touched me in all of those ways. I came to realize that he is wonderful. I've been going through some things, and I needed somebody to talk to, and I found that he was there to listen. Wonderful counselor. Not only did he listen, but he had answers for me. You know, when you talk to the Lord, you need to not just tell him what's on your heart. You need to listen to what he says to you. Sometimes it may take a while, but you realize he's telling you something. He may tell you to go into the Word. He'll tell you where to go and look. Amen. Wonderful counselor. Wonderful counselor, my Lord. And also the Mighty God. We recognize that he is God. He's God all by himself. As we go through this list, it's obvious that he's the Everlasting Father. He's from everlasting unto everlasting. There never was a time when he did not exist, and there'll never become a time when he does not exist. The Prince of Peace. You know, when you look at that, you may think, well, that means he's going to bring peace to the whole world. There won't be any wars. There'll always be wars and rumors of wars until he comes again. But he's talking about peace that you can have. Peace that you can have. You can have peace down in your heart because you know who God is. You can have peace down in your heart because you know he made peace between you and God by dying for your sins. Had he not died for our sins, we could not come face to face to the God of the universe, not with all of our sins. But as we go on, we find that there are so many people who have some other titles and some other unique qualities that you find in Jesus. I think we could go around here and we find some people who say some different things about him. I believe if I would ask Deacon Cruz, and I don't know if these are exact words, but I think he would say he's a physician. I think you might say he's my personal physician. A personal physician, that means a doctor who still makes house calls. He's my personal physician. He might go on and say, as that woman said who reached out, he's got more medicine in the hem of his garment than they have over at CVS or Walgreens. He is my physician, my personal physician. You know, there's so many of us who can look at our lives and see how he's just been there for us in situation after situation. I suppose somebody might say, I list him as my best friend. I can call on him even at midnight. I don't have to worry about calling and hope my name doesn't show up on speed dial. He knows who I am already, and he's ready to hear and answer my call. He's my friend. He's somebody who stood for, who was willing to die on a cross for me. Somehow I know that I was on my way to hell except for Jesus Christ. And so I guess you can say that this joy that I have, this joy that you see I have, that my willingness to run around is because of the joy of the salvation that he purchased. Jesus is the joy of my salvation. Come Christmas time, I guess many of us start looking at how he's touched our lives, how Jesus became somebody special to us. And when Isaiah said, unto us a child is born, he was talking about those people who were around him right there. He was in the Galilean area at the time. He was talking about them who'd gone through stuff. Unto us a child is born. Well, you know, that was six centuries before Jesus. Well, here we are 21 centuries after Jesus came. And I'm saying, unto us, unto me, unto Harold, unto me a child is born, and he's going to do wonderful things in my life. He's going to bring me peace. He's going to give me joy. He's brought me salvation. Unto me, God gave a gift that was so special. He gave me Jesus Christ. I can tell you that he's somebody special to every one of us who are here. I believe if I were to go around the room, everybody would say, I can add to that sermon for you, Pastor, because I got a line that describes how Jesus has touched my life. Somebody might say he's somebody who's always there to answer. Somebody might say he's somebody who throws his arms around me when I need comfort. Somebody's going to say he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I don't know what he is to you. I'm sure all of us have a one-liner about Jesus. He's that kind of friend. He's that kind of Savior. He's the Son of the living God. He created everything. me, but he loved me enough. He loves me enough. He loves me enough to spend weekends with me. He loves me enough to answer my call when I call on. He cares about me. He's that kind of friend. I don't know what your online is, but I think if we look back over our lives, all of us have some one-liners about Jesus. Everybody has something they can say, a one-liner about the God of the universe, the Son of the living God who came into my life. Oh, what's your one-liner? What's your one-liner? What has he done for you that makes you know he's real? What is it that he's doing for you right now? Somehow you want to change it to somebody. And we were talking the other night about an elevator speech. If you only had a couple of minutes on an elevator, only going from the second floor down to the lower level, what would you say to somebody about who Jesus is in your life? How Jesus has touched you? What makes him special to you? Why are you so glad that when Isaiah said unto us that you are included in that us? Because he's working in your life, moving in your life, changing your life, lifting you out of your difficult situation, helping you over mountains that you didn't even know were there. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I've got a friend named Jesus. I'm so glad. I've got a Savior named Jesus. I'm so glad that I have salvation and eternal life through Jesus. I love him. I love him. He's special. And I believe I'm special to him. I got some good news for you. I got some good news for you. You're special to him.
My God.
And you're special to him.
That's right.
He knows exactly who you are. He knows all the good things and the bad, but you are special to him. Every one of us. Unto us.
Yes, sir.
Those Jews were a lot of trouble.
That's all right,
but he loved them.
Right. Yeah.
And Isaiah brought them comfort.
Yes, sir.
By saying just what I'm saying to you right now.
Amen.
Unto us.
Yes,
a child is born. Unto us a child was born. Unto us a child was born, and he's grown into something special and actually something unique in each one of our lives. I'm different than you. You're different than me. But he loves us because of who we are, and he's moving in our lives to help to make us what he wants us to be. Jesus. I believe each one of us. I'm not going to ask you for your one-liners. I just want you to think about it over the holidays. If someone were to say all you got is 5 minutes. No. Let's say you got 30 seconds. All you got is 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Give me a one-liner.
Yes, sir.
To tell me what Jesus means to you. Unto us a child was given. Unto us a son was born. Unto us, Jesus came into our lives.
Yes,
I believe I've got some one-liners to say who he is to me. Tell somebody about who Jesus is.
Yes.
Don't have to take a long time. Don't have to be a long testimony.
That's right.
Just who is he to you? Let's talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God. Father, right now, the hearts of many who are here right now, they're just thinking about some one-liners, things they can say about how special you've been to them. Somebody wants to say you're somebody who always brings them through. Somebody wants to say that you're somebody who stands by them when everybody else is turning away. Somebody wants to say you throw your arms around them when they need to be held. Somebody's going to say they know, Father, that you're not going to allow things to be more than they're able to bear. And with every situation they go through, if it's more than they can, you give them a way to get out. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that precious gift. For unto us a child was born. And he's grown into our best friend. He's grown in to be our salvation. He's grown to be the love of our lives. He's grown to be so special to us. Many of us can't even put into words, not even a one-liner, all that he means. So thank you for love. Thank you for Jesus. For unto us a child was born, and he's grown into something special in each of our lives. In the precious name, the powerful, the adorable name, the loving name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. My Lord. The Veronica say he's God all over. No matter where she goes, she finds him, right? All of us can find him wherever we go. He's special. And we're special to him. I'm so glad God gave us that special, beautiful son who's grown into our best friend and the most special and important person in our lives. My Lord, God bless you. He's special. He knows exactly who you are, and he loves you. He doesn't love you because you've done a lot of beautiful things or accomplished great feats. He loves you just as you are. And he knows all of the things that are good about you. He knows how you like to talk about those things. But he knows the things that are not good about you as well. But I'm saying all that just to say this, just as you are, he wants you to come right now. You can't fix yourself up and then come to Jesus. You'll find yourself working harder and harder and harder, trying to get it right. You can't get it right by yourself. You need Jesus. Put yourself in his hands. He can break you away from those habits and from those friends you ought not be around. He can lift you out of those situations that you find yourself in. You need to give yourself over to him and trust him. Trust him. Trust him. To know that not only does he know who you are, but he wants you as you are, so that he can make you something, make you somebody beautiful. You see, unto you a child was born who has grown into your Savior. He's become the salvation opportunity. All you have to do is accept him. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord? Somebody who wants to become a part, perhaps, of this church family? Somebody who's got some things that the Lord has given them to do. Some things in their heart that they just want to say, Lord, I want to do what you'd have me to do to help to make this church more of what you would have it to be. Is there somebody who wants to say yes? Someone who wants to give themselves for the first time. Or someone who wants to become a part of this family. My Lord. My Lord. My Lord. Before we go into communion, I'm going to ask Minister Cole if he would come and talk to God for us. And then we're going to come down and have our communion as we remember what Jesus did for us. Remember how Isaiah said he was wounded for our transgressions, how he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes, with the beatings that he took, the bruises that were on him, we've been healed. Come on, Minister Cole.
Let us look to the Lord. There are no words that can express our hearts right now in this moment. The only thing, Lord, that I can say is thank you. Thank you for giving up glory to come down here on the earth, oh God. Thank you for leaving the triunity Godhead to come down and dwell among feeble men like us. Father, we're thankful that you love us enough, oh God, to choose us to be in your kingdom, oh God. Thank you, God, for the greatest gift that's ever happened to all of us, oh God. God, we are thankful. Lord, I thank you that I don't have to worry about December 25th to unwrap the gift. Oh God, every day of my life, I keep unwrapping. God, I keep unwrapping it. When I need forgiveness, I unwrap you again. When I need comfort, Lord, I can unwrap you again. When I need joy in my life, God, I can unwrap you again. Oh God, when I need a financial breakthrough, Lord, I can unwrap you again. Thank you, God, that you are our source, our sustainer. You are our everything. And without you, Lord, we are nothing. Father, let it not be this year again, oh God, that we would not live, God, with appreciation of the gift that you've given us. Lord, sometimes, Lord, I know me as a child, God, that when my mama gave me a new toy, Lord, after a little while I got tired of that toy and I didn't touch that toy over again. And sometimes, Lord, that's how we act with you. When things are going well, we're happy with you, Lord. When stuff is not going right, Lord, we seem to not want to talk to you like we used to. But Lord, help us, God, to appreciate you. Help us to love you like you love us. Help us, God, to love one another like you love all of us. Lord, I'm so thankful. Lord, there's so many one-liners I have, oh God. But since I'm at the communion table, oh God, God, thank you that you, to me, are like my washing machine. Lord, when I'm funky, when I'm dirty, and when I'm filthy, oh God, with sin, with my thoughts and my attitude and my heart, God, and the things that I know right to do, but yet I don't do them, God, I can just go in the washing machine and your blood of Jesus Christ is able to cleanse me. Thank you for washing me, oh God. But God, one day, oh God, that I will be with you, oh God. And I will be wearing a robe washed in the blood of the Lamb, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you corporately, oh God, that here at Mount Olive, God, we're not ashamed of the gift, oh God. We're not ashamed of who you are in our lives. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, whatever anybody in this room needs, oh God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will meet them right there, oh God. Let them know, God, that you will never fail. But we appreciate you. We adore you. And we honor you. And we worship you. The wise men, God, they fell down and they worshiped him. And so, God, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you with our tears. We worship you with our lips. Oh, God, we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We thank you. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name.